It has become familiar by now to note that by leading millions of ex-untouchable to Buddhism on this day, Bodhisattva Ambedkar was single-handedly responsible for the revival of Buddhism as a mass religion in the land of its own birth, roughly a millennium after its disappearance. What is usually not recognized nowadays is that Ambedkar did not simply revive a traditional form of Buddhism, he also took up the task of reinterpreting and rejuvenating Buddhism as a religion or a teaching. Let me put it in that way, it's not a religion per se, but as a teaching or the way of life for the contemporary world. I will also submit that he was extremely careful while choosing to which faith he should lead his masses or his followers and the nation and his followers as a whole. In 1936, on 31st May, he says that conversion is not a child's play. It's not a subject of entertainment, but it deals with the mind and the success of life. So, let me go in a brief the background of Dr. Ambedkar's conversion. Of course, Indian society of his time and even today, I'll say, is divided on the caste system, is a graded inequality, and untouchability in itself is a living example of inequality. That's what Dr. Ambedkar says. Let me put it in his own word. He says that untouchability is nothing but the concrete inequality. Such a living example of inequality is to be found nowhere. Not at any time in the history of world can we find such inequality, which is more intense than untouchability. On account of superiority and inferiority complex, one cannot offer his daughter to another in the marriage, or one cannot dine with the other. Such an example of inequality are usual. But is there a system existing anywhere in the world except this old form of life in Indian society where a man is treated as so low as not to touch another man? Can anybody believe that there exists an animal called man by whose touch a man becomes impure, water is polluted, and gods become unworthy for worship? Is there any difference between the treatment meted out to an untouchable and a leper? So he himself was so careful and conscious and analyzing the Indian society and the problem of his time very carefully and sensitively. So this caste at his time does not teach how an individual should behave with another. This system treat one individual to another with a complex of inferiority and superiority. He says, again, I'll quote, a religion which does not recognize the individual is not personally acceptable to me. When religion doesn't accept individual, religion never recognizes the person, he personally will not accept it as a religion. Although society is necessary for the individual, mere social welfare cannot be the ultimate goal of religion in his view. According to me, he says, individual welfare and progress, that is self-development or individual development, should be the real aim of religion. Although the individual is a part of society, the relation with society is not like a body and its organ or the cart and its wheels. So he did not accept the system of religion where one class has a knowledge, wealth and protection and other has no duty besides serving, mere serving. So in his opinion, Dr. Ambedkar was in favor that everyone needs knowledge, everyone needs respect, everyone needs money, everyone is seeking for development and enlightenment in fact and liberation from suffering. So again, I'll quote. In his own words, he says, the religion which forgets this and with an intention to educate a few keeps the rest in darkness is not a religion but a conspiracy to keep the people in mental slavery.